Holy Scripture gives many examples of the tragedy of a mixed marriage, and they are sufficient to give warning to the unmarried and to encourage those in an unequal marriage yoke to lead their partner to faith in Jesus Christ. I'd rather see a sermon than to hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely show the way. For the eye is a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Good counsel is confusing, but examples always clear. That simple little poem points out that an example is more effective than words alone. And therefore, I give you some examples of people trying to live in a marriage where one partner is devoted to God and the other is not. You can probably think of persons you know who are dealing with that issue. But I call your attention to three examples found in the Bible. As we review these cases, keep in mind the words of 1 Corinthians 10:11. All these things happened to them as examples and were written for our admonition. So let us see what we can learn from the mixed marriages of Bible characters. First, we will look at a man who was highly educated and is renowned as the greatest political leader and social reformer in history. His name is Moses. He was introduced to us in the opening chapters of the book of Exodus. Born to religiously devout parents, confirmed in the faith of his fathers, spared by the special providence of God, reared under the protection of Egypt's Pharaoh and trained in all the knowledge of the Egyptians, he stood as a greater man among great men. He sensed the special call of God upon his life and set out to deliver the Hebrew people from their oppression of the Egyptians. But he was out of God's time schedule and acted without God's permission. So he fell from being an honored prince in the palaces of Egypt to being a herdsman in the deserts of Sinai. There he became acquainted with Jethro, the priest of Midian, and married his daughter. She recognized the same God as did Moses, but she did not share his vision of service to that God. The time came when God called Moses to return to Egypt and lead the Hebrews out of their bondage. By that time, Moses and Zipporah had two sons. Moses had failed to circumcise one of them on the 8th day after birth, as God had commanded Abraham, and that rite of circumcision should have been performed by Moses as the father. But it was the mother who took the flint knife and circumcised her son. She threw the foreskin at the feet of Moses and said, "Surely you are a husband of blood to me." The exact meaning of that statement is uncertain, but it appears that she had to do what her husband had failed to do, indicating a problem in the marriage. Zipporah is not mentioned again in the biblical records of that period, and Moses later married another wife. Now, the failure of a husband to perform his duties in the family always causes problems. I think that is indicated in the record of Moses and Zipporah. So you take warning. Next, look at the marriage problems in the home of a prophet of God. Hosea was a fine young man who was devoted to serving God faithfully as his messenger in that 8th century before Christ. He received God's permission to marry. So he sought out a lovely young lady whose name was Gomer. She had grown up under the influence of the religion introduced in Israel by the apostate king Jeroboam I. And you'll remember that he set up a golden calf in Dan and another in Bethel as the center of worship in that northern Hebrew kingdom called Israel. That religion had deteriorated until gross sexual immorality was tolerated in the national life. God referred to the religion as whoredom. Now, Gomer did not share Hosea's devotion to God. Neither did she hold the high moral standards to which he was pledged. Their marriage had a basic flaw from the beginning, but Hosea loved his wife very sincerely. For a while, all went well in the home. 3 children were born to their union. But meanwhile, Gomer drew farther and farther from Hosea. The second child born to them was given a name meaning unpitied or no pity. The third child born was given the name meaning not my people. Now, while the names had a prophetic significance, indicating Israel's relationship with God, they also indicate a breakdown in the relation of Hosea and Gomer. At last, she forsook her husband and children and became a lover to any man who would have her. Now, what was the cause of the breakup of that marriage? There was a lack of mutual faith and commitment to the Lord God. Hosea was unequally joined together with an unbeliever. His devotion to the Lord God was pure and unmixed, but her devotion was to a corrupt religion instituted by Jeroboam, which, though giving a nominal worship to Jehovah, was really a form of paganism. Their marriage was doomed from the start, as have been so many other marriages entered with that same basic flaw. The marriage of one who is spiritually devout to one who is spiritually dead. So be warned about the problems of a mixed marriage. A third biblical example of a mixed marriage is of a king of the United Kingdom of the Hebrews. The king was named Solomon. The Bible says, King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. His involvement with those foreign women was without concern for their religious commitments. They worshipped as many gods as those nations represented. And Solomon would marry a princess of a kingdom with which he had a political alliance. And at last he had 300 wives. The great majority of them were pagans in their religion. Solomon was unequally yoked with unbelievers many times over. Now Solomon was a man uniquely blessed of God. He had wisdom beyond any man, for God had given him a wise and understanding heart. He had wealth beyond any king of his period, for God had prospered him. He had a 40-year reign of peace with neighboring nations, for God had protected him. He wrote many proverbs on wise living, and you can read them in Holy Scripture, and wrote many psalms of praise to God. But he was unequally yoked with unbelievers in the pagan wives that he'd married. What happened as a consequence of Solomon's unequal yoke? The Bible reports, "It came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect before the Lord his God." Now you can stand on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem today and look to the east-southeast to a hill called the Mount of Scandal. That was the place where Solomon built temples for the pagan gods of his pagan wives, and his own heart turned from the Lord God. Other examples of the tragedy of mixed marriage could be given from Holy Scripture, but these are sufficient to give warning to the unmarried and to encourage those in an unequal marriage yoke to lead their partners to faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, give us wisdom to follow Bible principles in marriage and home life. Forgive us where we have failed, and remind us to invest earnest prayer and diligent effort in having homes that reflect Him whom we love and trust for Jesus' sake. Amen.